were the masters when Jesus walked the land. In Judea and in Galilee they ruled with an iron hand. And the poor were sick with hunger, and the rich were clothed in splendor, and the rebels whipped and crucified hung rotting as a warning. And Jesus knew the answer, said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's?" Said, "Love your enemies." But Judas was a zealot, and he wanted to be free. "Resist," he said, "the Romans' tyranny." So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Jesus was a conjurer, miracles were his game, and he fed the hungry thousands and they glorified his name. He cured the lame and the lepers, he calmed the wind and the weather, and the wretched flocked to touch him so their troubles would be taken. And Jesus knew the answer, "All you who labor, all you who suffer, only believe in me." But Judas sought a world where no one starved or begged for bread. "The poor are always with us," Jesus said. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Now Jesus brought division where none had been before. Not the slaves against their masters, but the poor against the poor. Said, "Sons, arise up against father, and brother to fight against brother. For he that is not with me is against me," was his teaching. Said Jesus, "I am the answer. You unbelievers shall burn forever, shall die in your sins." "Not sheep and goats," said Judas, "but together we may dare shake off the chains of misery we share. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word. Jesus stood upon the mountain with a distance in his eyes. "I am the way, the life," he cried, "the light that never dies. So renounce all earthly treasures and pray to your heavenly Father." And he pacified the hopeless with the hope of life eternal. Said Jesus, "I am the answer. And you who hunger, only remember your reward's in heaven." So Jesus preached the other world, but Judas wanted this, and he betrayed his master with a kiss. So stand up for Judas and the cause that Judas served. It was Jesus who betrayed the poor with his word.
and crucifix, Christ's gospel has been spread, and 2,000 cruel years have shown the way that Jesus led. The heretics burned and tortured, and the butchering bloody crusaders, the bombs and rockets sanctified, that rained down death from heaven. They followed Jesus, they knew the answer. All non-believers must be believers, or else be broken. So put no trust in saviors, Judas said, for everyone must be to his or her own self a son.